relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
And I fault Durham tremendously for not holding them to any kind of account. No accountability for this at all. He should be ashamed of himself to have written that and not recommended the appropriate penalties for some of the highest crimes you can commit in government.
Yeah.
Well, of course they went ahead and did the cover-up of the hard drive in 20, two elections. And they are very ready to do the next one because no one, not a single person, has been held to account.
307 pages and nobody charged with a crime. Welcome, dear friends. That, of course, is America's Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who I consider to be a personal friend of mine, telling the truth about the John Durham report. I'd never done this, I've never seen this before in terms of the popularity of a social media posting, but you know me, I'm pretty addicted to this thing, especially to Twitter. And just before I went to bed last night, I decided, look, how many people, honestly, not everybody's addicted to politics like I am. Not everybody can spend hours and hours every day dealing with these matters. And how many people in America honestly have the time to read 300 pages, much of which is dry, even if it's of a topic of incredible import to the future of the Republic? So as a service, I decided to write a tweet summarizing 300 pages. And at the moment, it's been less than 24 hours. I haven't seen this before. Eric can tell me if I'm wrong. I have 253,000 views of this tweet. Do you remember a tweet of mine, Eric, in less than 24 hours that has gone that viral?
Quarter of a million? No, I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
And maybe it's thanks to Elon. I think, you know, Elon's, you know, new lack of restrictions for telling the truth may have something to do with it. So here's the tweet that I posted just before I went to bed last night that now has 253,000 tweets. Let me just read it to you, dear friends. Haven't read the Durham report? Okay, here's the Cliff Notes. The FBI and CIA knew that Hillary was about to frame candidate Trump. Number one, the FBI and the CIA knew about the Steele dossier and that Hillary Clinton was going to use a Russian propaganda smear against President Trump to frame him. Number one. Number two, this is the biggest thing out of the Comey report, out of the Durham report. Comey, then director of the FBI, Brennan, then director of the CIA, briefed President Obama and Vice President Biden on Clinton's plot in the summer, June of 2016. Let me repeat that. The head of the CIA, the head of the FBI, briefed the incumbent Democrat president and vice president, who is now the president, that Hillary was about to attempt a frame job of candidate Trump. Third conclusion. Biggest evidence-based conclusion. There never was, after 7 years of the smear being used by the likes of Brennan, by the likes of Comey, there is no evidence, none, zero evidence of any Russian collusion. Now, let's talk to my most cynical colleague out there. Jeff, I'm going to say something that maybe I shouldn't, but after 7 years of investigation, two impeachments, Mueller probe, literally hundreds of subpoenas, hundreds of interviews, tens of millions of dollars spent investigating President Trump, I would have thought they would have found somebody somewhere. Maybe, you know, some barista in Trump Tower did something in Moscow once. They couldn't even find that. Aren't you surprised?
No, because the whole premise was ridiculous anyway. That Russia was able to get him elected.
But they couldn't even find one guy who did something naughty in a hotel room in Moscow. Not nothing. Not, I mean, think of the amount of money spent. Nothing.
Well, yeah, but then they went to, then it was the cover-up, remember?
Yes.
The obstruction of justice. That was the next thing
yes.
they went to.
Yes. All right. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't being crazy. No evidence at all of any Russian collusion. That's the Durham report. I just saved you, you know, 10 hours. But what's the big problem? Nobody was charged with anything as a result of the Durham report. He brought one case against Danchenko. He brought another case against Sussman. Both were acquitted because it was TC. And one low-level flunky lawyer at the DOJ who forged a CIA document so that Carter Page could be surveilled secretly by the FBI and the CIA, he gets a slap on the wrist in community service. Do we understand the enormity of what has just been described? The head of the CIA and the FBI assisted in the smear of a political campaign and a candidate on behalf of the other campaign. That's Venezuela. That's, you know, some African dictatorship. No, it's America. That's why John Durham is an utter and complete coward. A complete and utter coward. That is the definition of a coup. I spoke to somebody who's on one of the various committees right now, investigating the FBI, CIA, Hunter Biden, all this stuff. And he told me, behind closed doors, these people have no compunction. Mike Morrell, the acting director of the CIA, who engineered the letter of 51 former CIA directors and operatives, to state before the last election that the Hunter Biden laptop was fake, behind closed doors, he was asked, so you're running the CIA and you're colluding with Antony Blinken inside the Biden campaign to orchestrate a propaganda disinformation op so that Democrats don't find out about Hunter Biden? Why did you do that? What does Mike Morrell say? Because there was no way I was allowing them to elect Trump. The man running the CIA decided it was his job to make sure the American people couldn't keep Donald Trump in office. That's what we live in today. That's why the deep state, the permanent state, is not some fabrication of conspiracy theorists. It is real. It's documented. And it's happening right now. And we witnessed it with those brave whistleblowers yesterday. We have some new audio from these brave men who, at the risk of their livelihood, pain for their families, loss of income, being smeared themselves as unpatriotic, these men have had enough. And hopefully they'll only be the first. I'm Sebastian Gorka. It's Friday. It's Second Amendment Friday. It's Ask Dr. G Anything. We have an amazing show for you today. Don't go anywhere. Make sure you don't miss anything. The only way to do that is to subscribe. Go to your favorite podcast platform, whichever it is, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a 5-star review and then share the links with your friends. And if you believe that the deep state is real and you've had enough, well, they'll tell the world. Because yesterday, those whistleblowers proved it for us. It's the T-shirt. The Fascist Bureau of Intimidation, the FBI T-shirt. Our third hottest bestseller, SebGorkaStore.com. The Tucker T-shirt is number 2. Free Tucker, let him talk. Go to SebGorkaStore.com, SebGorkaStore.com. We'll be back in a moment.
Impeachment and conviction of fake news. America first.
Welcome back, dear friends. Welcome back. It's Friday. Are you energized? Are you ready for the weekend? If so, can I ask you in your spare time just to dedicate 5 minutes to an incredibly worthy cause? It's for those children who've lost a mother or a father to the prison system, who are vulnerable, who will end up incarcerated themselves if we don't break that cycle. It's called the Angel Tree Summer Camp. And it's a Christ-centric safe place for these children to feel some love. Listen to our buddy James Ackerman, the CEO of the Prison Fellowship, who just wants to send you a message.
I'm James Ackerman, President and CEO of Prison Fellowship. On behalf of our entire staff, and more importantly, the prisoners' children you will bless, I want to personally thank you for your donation to our Salem Radio Network camping campaign. Thanks for opening your heart and your wallet to give children a life-changing experience at a Christian camp.
Thank you indeed. It's one of the most beautiful things you can do. Please make a donation today. It costs $200 per child, but whatever you donate, we'll collect it together and we'll see how many children we can help this summer. It's a beautiful thing to do. Call in your donation. It's tax deductible, 888-206-2794, or just go to sebgorka.com and click on the Angel Tree banner. That's SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com. And the Angel Tree banner, or call 888-206-2794. All right. When I see stuff I like on Twitter, I repost it. Why? Because I think that's the purpose of social media, not just to hate at each other. And there's a like one person I trust when it comes to polling, and he's decided to spend some of his Friday with us. Rich Barris, you are the man. I tweeted you, I think it was yesterday. He is, of course, the People's Pundit. Welcome back to America First.
That's great to be back. Thanks for having me on again, Dr. Gorka.
All right, so you posted an image from Fox. Do we have it available? Can we share? All right, when it's ready, put it up on the screen. And then you commented about how you'd seen this argument before. It's about Ron DeSantis. It's about an argument that you'd heard many times before. We've just got the announcement. Tim Scott has, put in paperwork, filed to be a nominee. So we have a handful now. But you said that you've heard this argument before from the establishment Republican class. The statement is, the New York Times, two have a chance to get elected president, Biden and me. This is DeSantis speaking. Based on all the data in the swing states, which is not great for the former president, people aren't going to change their view of him. Your reaction was, It's the same electability argument used by McCain, Romney, and Jeb. Would you expand upon that, please, for us, Rich?
So this is nothing new. For those of us who have been around a long time, Dr. Gorka, we've heard this before. And indeed, it's even the same pollsters. When he says, based on all of the data, he's not talking about university pollsters, media pollsters, or independent pollsters like me. He's talking about the pollsters that have been hired by his super PACs, who, by the way, one of them is Mitt Romney's polling firm, that have done this in the past. And they run to the New York Times and have these cute little interviews citing those polls. And then Fox News, they deliver on reporting that headline. And the argument is meant to create a narrative that only I am electable. Only the establishment candidate is electable. And Republican voters heard it with McCain. He got crushed. They heard it with Mitt Romney. He got crushed. In 2015 and 16, it was really one of the, for guys like me, it was really interesting because in 2016, no matter what these polls continued to show, which was that the former president was actually the weakest candidate against Hillary Clinton, Republican voters didn't believe it. And they nominated him anyway. And people like me have argued that, I mean, that's not true. Only Donald Trump had the ability to break the blue wall in the Rust Belt. We have seen these establishment candidates fall shy in Pennsylvania, fall shy in Wisconsin, get killed in Michigan, frankly, that there was only this economic nationalism that the former president with a certain attitudinal appeal in that area breaks through to those voters. So it's always the complete opposite of the truth.
I've got to ask you the obvious question, the naive question. Why? How do they get away with this again and again and again, 20, 30, 40 years? Is it simply because the strategic advisor pollster class, they just make money the same way, whether they win or lose?
Yeah, it's money. It's money. So the media loves it because they love a horse race. It sells headlines. The consultants love it because whether they destroy Ron DeSantis's professional political career or not, they're still taking home $30 million, right? They just don't, to them, that's not the number one, that's not the number one concern. And the mega donors that don't like Donald Trump, they don't care. I mean, they can write those super PACs a check. It doesn't change their lifestyle at all. And they can say, at least I tried to oppose him. So for them, it's all very beneficial. Who it's not beneficial to is the voters. Because when we ask the voters who in this field has the best chance to beat Joe Biden, it's not even close. Yeah. It's Donald Trump. So they didn't believe it in 16. They're not going to believe it now. And this argument could actually wind up hurting DeSantis even more.
All right, we'll discuss that after the break. But I have to mention this story yesterday. A poll was in my rundown. Jeff has the details. A poll by WPO Surveys that put Joe Biden 7 points above Donald Trump. And then you find out who runs WPA polling. It's a senior advisor to the DeSantis campaign. How do people get away? Why doesn't it say at the top, this poll brought to you by the Florida governor?
And the way they would do it with public, it's WPA Intel is actually one of the ones that I'm talking about. That's them. And the other one is Public Opinion Strategies, who polled for Mitt Romney. You know, even back then in 2012, they were the founders of the Unskew the Polls movement. And he had a pretty good reputation. Nice guy used to run that firm. I mean, for all intents and purposes, a fairly nice guy.
But how can you be a pollster?
Yeah.
And then say you're advising one of the guys you're polling about.
Exactly. Then and the headlines read that it's funded or conducted by a pollster who's connected with a super PAC that supports DeSantis, but not connected to DeSantis. I mean, it's crazy. That's how Axiom literally worded it when they wrote their article.
Hang on. Do that again. That's like, you know, Alice in Wonderland. Give that to us again.
Yeah, let's This poll was conducted by a firm that's connected to the super PAC funding DeSantis, but isn't connected to DeSantis.
Wow.
Crazy.
That is Orwellian. That's a mixture of Orwell and Alice in Wonderland. That's superb. Follow this man right now, People's _ Pundit on Twitter. He's also on Locals, peoplespundit.locals.com. Big data poll. We'll be back with Rich Barris in a moment. I'm Sebastian Gorka. It's America First. It's Friday. It's the Second Amendment. It's Making Movies Great Again. It's Open Lines. You can ask me whatever you want. But make sure that you're subscribed to us on all social media platforms. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Truth Social, Telegram. You can watch us on your Roku, Fire Stick, or other devices. And don't forget my Substack. It's my name, SebastianGorka.substack.com. My whole name is one word. Isn't that weird? SebastianGorka.substack.com. We'll be back in a moment.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm.
America First, magnificent.
What is it you said, Jeff, about one of our advertisers and Bill Barr? I just saw a picture of him on Fox.
Oh, he'd be great for PhD weight loss.
Dude, he needs it badly, seriously. I don't think it's going to help save his soul, but he could look a little less ill. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you enjoy what we provide for you, please support those who make it possible. Great patriots like Mike Lindell. The left detests him. That's a reason to buy from him. Walmart has gone woke and banned his products. Well, let's go straight to the source. They hate him because he's a conservative. Go to MyPillow.com. Use my name for up to 66% off. He's got a BOGO offer on the 2.0 MyPillow with even greater cooling technology. The only pillow that never gets hot and never loses shape. He sold 71 million of the original. Find out today and check out his other more than 150 items at MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. That's MyPillow.com, 800-829-8468. But you've got to have the secret code. It's really complicated. G-O-R-K-A. All right, we'll go to your calls momentarily. Mark, Alex, James, don't go anywhere. But I've got an important question for our buddy, Rich Barris, the People's Pundit. I went to Harvard for a year in post-grad. I utterly detested it. Couldn't get out of there fast enough. But you said in the break you're okay being associated with them. Let's show the world why. Put up this recent poll. This is a new poll. This is the one we mentioned, the 77% increase for Trump over Biden. Talk to us about this, and then talk to us about this question I keep hearing all the time, Rich, and I'm just fed up. He can win a primary, but he can't win a general.
Well, he already won a general,
he might have won it twice.
Right. And that's also a point I'm making. The DeSantis team wants to make this case, but what you're saying to millions of Republicans is that there was, everything was on the up and up, and millions of Republicans don't believe that. Millions of Americans don't believe that. That's a deal breaker for many in the base. So I think this is going to wind up hurting DeSantis. But look, Mark Penn is over at Harvard. He's basically a legend as a pollster. He's a Democrat, but he's fair. He's done some good work. Their track record speaks for themselves. The reason that I'm happy to be associated, it's like vindication.
Yeah.
Because anytime the president puts you in a press release, you get attacked. And we just put our national numbers up. We add them up by 7 as well, but DeSantis down by 4. And they have him up by 7 and DeSantis down by 2. So very, very close. And the only real difference is that we include third-party choices. They don't. They're just head-to-head. So some of the margins may be a little bit different, but the spread is the same. Or some of the levels of support may change, but the spread is the same. And the fact is, we've been doing this a lot over the last week. We polled for the Epoch Times. We were the pollster for the National Epoch Times poll last cycle. And we had Biden plus 4. Biden, allegedly 1 by 4. So we were happy with the polling we did in the states as well. Really spot on. This is not the same race. So they want everyone to think like 2020 is going to happen again. And I guess, if you push
why isn't it the same race? Explain that comment.
Yeah, great question. That's really good. That's a great question. Why it's not is because some of these demographic groups that Trump didn't do as well with in 20 that he did with 16, that he did do well in 16, are now have come back to Trump. So when we ask
which groups?
So big one is that coveted suburban women that everyone's talking about. Trump has a 3-point lead in the suburbs among women only, and he leads among men by 8. So he's ahead.
Hang on. We've only got a minute left. Yeah. I got to drill down on this. Do you have any sense? Does the polling help you identify why they've come back?
I really do think all presidents, their former presidents, their images get better when they leave office. Yes. But I really just think that it comes down to comparing records. Life was better under Trump, was it? Yes or no? Was the country doing better under Trump? Yes or no?
It's the Reagan thing. We had a guest in studio. Said, really all the president has to do is say, ask the Reagan's question, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? It's very simple.
Yeah, and Biden, the shine is off Biden now. That's a big part of it as well. He used to be viewed favorably. Now he is not. We have him less favorable than the former president, which, by the way, Harvard has as well. Trump's image has recuperated. It's not going to be anywhere near Obama's at this point, but Obama's been out of office for a long time. It was never about his image anyway. It was about his competence and his record.
Yeah.
And now they have two records to compare and two men – two questions of competency, and Trump just creams them on it going away. So, you know, they're setting this arbitrary standard, that Trump has to meet. And he's got to be better than, you know, this. He's got to be better. He's just got to be better than Biden. That's the truth.
That's it. It's perfect. All he has to be is better than Biden. That's why we trust this guy. peoplespundit.locals.com. Big data poll. Follow him on Twitter right now. You won't regret it. At peoples_pundit. Have a blessed weekend. Thank you, Rich Barris. Your calls next here on America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating 500,000 Americans across the country, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Yvonne from California. This is her story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. That should be you. That could be you. There's only one way to find out, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Call today, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.
The antidote to fake news, America First.
Do you think I should send some information on my PhD to Bill Barr? What do you think, Jeff? I know you can track him down.
Well, he is starting to get a little bit Michael Moore-like. He could really use it.
He's starting to get – it's a bit worse than that. It's kind of like Jabba the Hutt, but that doesn't mean anything to you, does it?
Well, that would be quite an accomplishment, though, if PhD weight loss worked on him. I mean, that would be really a good campaign for them.
Yeah, but I don't want – no, forget it. Forget about it. I don't want to help out deep staters. Forget it. Scratch that idea. I want to help out the good guys and gals, you here on America First, if you have a few pounds you could lose. I lost 42 pounds. My wife lost 36. Do you know what that is? That's like losing a Lauren Boebert together. I mean, that's the kind of effect we have when we trust Dr. Ashley Lucas and her amazing team. Find out for yourself 5 meals a day that burn the fat off. No stupid pills, calorie counting, or starvation diet. It works. It's real. And I feel great. Call right now, 864-644-1900, or just go to myphdweightloss.com. That's 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. All right, we've got so many calls. Let's go down the numbers. Malibu, California. Mark, line one.
Hey, Doc G, how you doing today?
Good.
I just want to know why it takes so long for all this information to come out. You look at Biden's his crimes, really going back to 2008 and forward. So we're looking at 15 years for this to come out. Woodward and Bernstein got Nixon out in like less than 2 years. Why does this always happen to us?
Well, because the deep state works for the Democrats. It doesn't work for us.
Okay.
Think about this. The Democrats are now defending the FBI. I mean, just think about that. The guys who, you know, in the 60s were, you know, rage against the machine, rage against the man, we hate the feds. Yesterday, they were trashing the whistleblowers and saying the FBI gets to decide who a whistleblower is. What does that tell you? These agencies all work for the Democrat Party. That's why we have to come in with a flamethrower and burn out that corruption January the 21st, 2025. God bless you. Thank you. Alex, Brooklyn, line two.
Hey, Sebastian, thanks for taking the call. I want to comment about the FBI, but before that, I just want to, the conversation that you had in the last segment, because, you know, Harvard isn't the most accurate when it comes to their polls. You know, they're left-leaning, and I don't know that I trust their polls necessarily. And, you know, I don't trust anybody. I don't trust Trump. I don't trust Biden. I don't trust and media people. I trust some people less. But when I look at this poll with Harvard, what I would say is maybe they're trying to favor Trump because they want him to win the primary, because they think he'll do worse off in the general election. And that's what I think. You know, people shouldn't just buy that. But I wanted to comment about the FBI, because I think what the Democrats did here is the worst thing that ever happened, getting the FBI involved in their crap and crimes, because this is for the future. There'll never, ever be trust in the FBI, even if we, you know, even if we abolish it and reopen it, the Democrats are going to say it's a Republican organization. If we leave it as it is, Republicans aren't going to trust it. This is despicable. We're never going to have a Federal Bureau of Investigation that's going to be trusted.
That's why we have to get rid of it.
Sure, but if we open a new organization...
No. We don't open a new organization. We do what we said yesterday. If you listen to whistleblower Carl Serafin on our show, who worked for the FBI, he said, burn it to the ground, get rid of it. It has three primary missions: counterterrorism, counterintelligence, and federal crimes. Those can be given to other agencies like the Pentagon, like the U.S. Marshals Service. We just get rid of it, Alex. It's done. Nobody's going to ever trust them again, and we shouldn't. We should get rid of them. Thank you. Ted Yonkers, line three.
Hey, great show, guys. I always love listening to you.
Thank you.
To kind of piggyback off of what he just said with the no trust, this topic that you were talking about with the polls, well, there's some people out there that believe that the election was stolen anyways, so that would throw all the polling data that we're relying to go back on out the window, if any of that was true. And the other reason that people even put polls out is they want to prop up the candidate that the big corporations are behind. It doesn't matter whether the candidate's Republican or Democrat. And the reason I voted personally for Trump, because realistically, he isn't either one. He's kind of down the middle. He's a business guy, and he's a no-bones kind of guy. That's why I fell in love with him as a candidate.
Yeah, look, the important thing, thank you so much, sir. The important thing about President Trump, and I find it weird, it's kind of ironic that, you know, the guy who wasn't born here has to remind his fellow Americans of what they did, what 64 million Americans did in 2016, which is truly remarkable. Never happened before in the history of the Republic. Every single president from Washington to Obama had a connection. They were all of the same class. They were members of the political elite, whether they were former, you know, retired generals or senators or governors or members of Congress. Every single one of them was a member of the political elite. And then along comes a guy who's, what, 14-season reality TV show star, and a real estate mogul in the toughest market in the world. First time he runs for public office, it's the presidency and he wins. What does that tell you? It tells you that the American people have had enough, and also that they want somebody who's not beholden to any interest group. Nobody owns Donald Trump. Nobody owns him. And that's why he had to be destroyed by the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the DOJ, by Alvin Bragg, by E. Jean Carroll, because they can't control him. And he's only there because he loves America. Let's play one of these audio cuts. This is from the whistleblower, Marcus Allen, yesterday. We didn't get to play him. This is the truth of what they're doing to patriots in America. Cut three.
Despite my history of unblemished service to the United States, the FBI suspended my security clearance, accusing me of actually being disloyal to my country. This outrageous and insulting accusation is based on unsubstantiated accusations that I hold conspiratorial views regarding the events of January 6, 2021, and that I allegedly sympathize with criminal conduct. I do not. I was not in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, played no part in the events of January 6th, and I condemn all criminal activity that occurred. Instead, it appears that I was retaliated against because I forwarded information to my superiors and others that questioned the official narrative of the events of January 6th. As a result, I was accused of promoting conspiratorial views and unreliable information. Because I did this, the FBI questioned my allegiance to the United States.
A man doing his job, a black American doing his job, and they impugn his integrity, his patriotism, and they strip them of their security clearances. That's how evil these people are, and we must stop them. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Please make sure that if you have a cell phone, you're not funding those who hate America. The big cell phone companies are left-wing. They're woke. They're not on your side. There's one Christian conservative cell phone company in America. It's the one I use. It's called Patriot Mobile. You should switch today because they believe in the things you believe in. Don't fund your enemies. It's super easy. It's just a phone call away. You can keep your old number. It's 878-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Gorka. Free activation with my name. Also, extra discounts for veterans and first responders. They have the same 4G, 5G nationwide network, and they have a performance guarantee as well. Do it today. Don't fund those who hate America. 878-728-7468, patriotmobile.com/Gorka. That's patriotmobile.com/Gorka.
Sudden, everybody wants to play the race card, okay, and be the AOCs of the world and use the words like lynching and all kinds of different things like that. And everybody's jumping on the bandwagon. I can tell you something right now. In the black community, we're sick and tired of it. We're tired of it. Then, all right?
Well, so what should the political answer be to this? Because the voting pattern among most African Americans is reliably Democrat. Democrats in charge. This whole city is Democrat. Charge of all the Democrats running it. What's your message to them tonight?
It's time to leave the plantation of the Democratic Party. It's time to leave because we have got nothing but dilapidated housing, failing schools, crime, unemployment, abortion, and every other horrible thing that you can absolutely think of.
A New Yorker, Madeleine Brame, who lost her son and had her husband stabbed in New York, who's had enough. She wants her fellow black Americans to get off the Democrat plantation. Come over, join us, America First. All right, let's go to your calls. Where did that hour go? That's insane. James, New Mexico, line 4.
Thanks for taking my call, Dr. G.
Sure.
Polls should be outlawed as far as I'm concerned. And
That's a little harsh. That's a little. I think there's something called the First Amendment.
It should, because they try to sway everybody, and people believe that crap. Anyway, Romney and McCain, the reason why they lost is because a bunch of idiot Republicans voted for Obama. And it's unfortunate. As a conservative, we have to fight our own party, the rhinos, to try to ask them. And then we also have to fight the communist Democrats. But you know what? Trump did win the general election in 2020. I truly believe that. It was stolen. There's no way. You got to be very naive if you think that dead body in the White House got that many votes.
Right.
And Trump said it. Trump said it. If you don't fix 22, you won't have a 24. And as far as I'm concerned, there was a lot of shenanigans in 22 also. So
yes,
the thing is, Trump is the only person in our lifetime, Dr. G, that has said promises made and promises kept as a person running in politics.
Yeah.
So how do we stop the fraud in 24? Nobody's talking about it. And we also got
to
win
both. Talk about it here. It's very simple. Everybody listening to this show, you included, James, have to volunteer. Yes. How come my wife is a chief election officer in Virginia? Because she volunteered, because she took the training, because she worked an 18-hour day on the election day. That's how we've got to run for local office. I don't care if it's the local community library board, the school board, whatever it is. And then you've also got to be part of the election monitoring. It's that simple. Okay, James? Great call. Stay on the line. Let's give James a signed copy of Defeating Jihad. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you agree with yesterday's proof that there is a political police force in America, it's called the FBI. Tell the world you understand the reality of the deep state. Get your T-shirt today, jointly released with Chris Plant. FBI, Fascist Bureau of Intimidation. It is our third hottest seller right after the Tucker T-shirt. Let Tucker speak. And the Stand With 45 Trump 2024 flag. SebGorkaStore.com. SebGorkaStore.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.